Today's guest on the Legends of Greyhound Hockey, Jake Muzzin, joins us on the phone. The first round selection in the 05 season for the Sioux Greyhounds. Jake, welcome to the broadcast here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Jake Muzzin, the fans in Sault Ste. Marie certainly remember the years you put in here in the red and white boy. You're a spectacular defenseman here in the Greyhounds. Talk a little bit about, Jake, about first of all being drafted by the Greyhounds in 05 and making your way up to the Sioux. What was the initial thoughts of coming up to Sault Ste. Marie?
Yeah, I was excited, man. I come from a small town and... you know, and to get drafted by the Sioux was a big thrill for me. I remember, you know, being very excited, a little bit nervous, you know, with it being far from home, and I never was really away from home. So it was a big adjustment for me, but I remember getting set up with great billets and, you know, everyone treating me like family, which made the transition a little bit easier for me and my parents.
Jake, you were taken in that 05 draft, 11th overall in the first round by the Hounds. You had an unfortunate back injury that put you out for that first season. You did not make your way up here to the Sioux. What was the initial thoughts of that, being drafted and suffering and working through that injury?
It was definitely a challenging time for me to get picked in the first round and then to come down with the back injury and kind of be in limbo. And I was in the Sioux trying to rehab and get better, you know, and it was challenging because, you know, I was away from home at a young age and was kind of around the team, but was on my own trying to do rehab and get better, and things just weren't working out. So I remember near the end of the year we had a pretty big decision to make was, you know, we chose to, because it was the injury wasn't healing, that we needed to get back surgery, which was tough. I mean, it's a young age, like I said, and you know, having a pretty big back surgery at that age, you know, my career was kind of in jeopardy and you know, before it even got started. So you know, like I said, it was a challenge for me to be away from home and to be injured, but you know, it made me a lot stronger and it made me a tougher person for sure.
Well, Jake, you certainly made your way up to Sault Ste. Marie in that 06-07 season. Played 37 games as a Greyhound that year. 1 goal, 3 assists, 4 points. Some of the players on that team, Thornton, Cacheta, Desjardins, Jeffrey, McLean, Halstead, Godfrey, Lyle, Cuthbert, Campbell, Quinnell, and the list goes on. Boy, under Craig Hartsburg, had a pretty good team there. The team defeated the Spirit 4-2 in the conference quarterfinals. Lost into the London Knights 4-3 in the conference semifinals. Talk a little bit about your first season in the red and white here.
Yeah, that was, you know, my introduction to the OHL. And, you know, I was coming off surgery and I went down and I played a few weeks with the junior A team there. And try to get my feet underneath me. I haven't played a game at that level at all, and I haven't played a hockey game in general for almost over a year. So that season for me was trying to reestablish myself and try to find my game again, which was a little bit challenging. Being, you know, young and haven't played in a while, so with it and coming into a new team with new guys, you know, it was a challenge for me, but we had great leadership. The coach was very well experienced, and, you know, he helped me a lot and pushed me. So all in all, it was, you know, a great start to my OHL career, even though it happened a year and a half later.
Muzz, we've seen you quickly become obviously one of the leaders for Craig Hartsburg coached Greyhounds up here. Your second season, 07-08, in the red and white, 67 games, 6 goals, 12 assists, 18 points. The team did quite well. Defeated that Spirit 4-0 in the conference quarters. Defeated the Guelph Storm 4-1 in the conference semifinals, and lost to the Kitchener Rangers in that finals 4-1. Another good season. Again, some of the players: Cuthbert, Campbell, Quinnell, Livingston, Wayne Simmons was on that team. McLean, Jeffrey. Talk a little bit about that season as the Greyhounds. Your second year in the red and white.
Yeah, again, it was, you know, it's my second year in the OHL. I'm trying to, you know, become a more consistent and whole player. I think it was an important year for me to kind of be a regular in the lineup and again reestablish myself as a consistent, trustworthy player for the coaches. We had a good team. We did some damage in the playoffs, but we just fell short to Kitchener, who had a really, I believe they won that year, or were in the final at the Mem Cup. So, yeah, good group of guys. We had a lot of fun. We had a good team. We brought in some pieces at the end to help us push us over the edge there. And all in all, it was really important for me. Important season for me, and I learned a lot going through the playoffs that year as well.
Obviously, Muzz, Craig Hartsburg liked your leadership capabilities. It made you a captain on this Sioux Greyhound team. We'll talk about that. The third year went on, and the team had lost some players, and the 08-09 season, 62 games for yourself, again, continued to improve. 6 goals, 23 assists, 29 points on the season. Anthony Peluso, Carrick, Fine, Bookaboom, Dubchak, Fishhaber, Matty Lyle. Nolan were on the team. Talk a little bit about season number 3. Craig Hartsburg had moved on, and Denny Lambert had taken over as coach.
Yeah. So you can tell there's a lot of new names, and obviously with the new coach, it was a transition period for the Greyhounds and for myself. And that season was again another stepping stone for me. I'm getting a little bit older now. I'm understanding what kind of player I have to be successful and provide leadership and be a good player for the team. So with the transition, it was we struggled a little bit, but I think it allowed for growth in the younger guys and for myself, how to handle situations a little bit better as well.
Muzz, you were the leader in the 09-10 season, your final season in the red and white for the Greyhounds. Just an incredible year for yourself. 64 games, 15 goals, 52 assists, 67 points. You were drafted by the Pittsburgh Penguins in round number 5 in that 07 draft. And yourself on that team again: Nolan, Livingston, Carrick, Bookaboom, Dubchak, Archibald, Cousins, Catanacci. Some of the players on that team: Robin Leonard was the goalie, O'Hagan, yeah. Denny Lambert's second year as coach. Talk about your final season in the red and white.
So my final season was my overage year, and this is the biggest season of my life, really. I had, like you'd mentioned, I had got drafted to Pittsburgh earlier, and it didn't work out with them. I was released, and I was a free agent playing my overage year in the OHL. So, you know, things weren't really. I went back into the draft that summer and didn't get chosen, and now I'm a UFA. I'm a 21. My last kick at the can, really, and I have a big decision if I want to, you know, go to school or push forwards to try and be a pro. So I remember training really hard that summer and trying to give myself the best opportunity to make one last final push at being a pro. And now I'm a little bit older in the league. I have experience I set myself up to have a good season. And I remember going into that season and my sole purpose was to try to get a contract somewhere, and and to help the Sioux Greyhounds and everyone come, you know, put together a competitive team again. And you know, we were able to accomplish that with my overage year. So I'm very thankful for that year and for the team we had. It was a great season.
Muzz, that season, just a couple of your accolades. You were on the first OHL first All-Star team. Also, you won the Max Comiskey Trophy for the most outstanding defenseman in the red and white. Just an outstanding season for yourself. Talk a little bit about those two accolades. Obviously, pretty proud to grab that.
Yeah, the you know, the most outstanding defenseman was. There was a lot of good candidates that year, you know, I remember just trying to have fun at the rink and you know, just like I talked about earlier, trying to really work hard to prolong my hockey career and try to be a pro. I was a little bit older. I was 21 at that stage, so I was, you know, maybe a little more physically developed than some guys, and I really needed that year to help me in my development as a player and as a person. So that's and to get that award at the end of the year was at the time it was really special for me and my family. We, you know, I'd worked really hard to get there. I battled some hurdles in my career. When I was younger there with the back surgery and stuff. So to see it come, you know, full circle like that was pretty rewarding for myself at the time.
Muzz, put it in perspective for the Greyhound listeners. You've been around. You've seen many arenas all in the Canada, United States. Talk about playing here at the Memorial Gardens in front of the fans in Sault Ste. Marie, and maybe mention your Billet family. Obviously, you were a special person to them.
Yeah, it was a great time up playing in the gardens there. My first year that I missed would have been the older arena that I didn't get a chance to play in, but I remember walking through there and the history and, you know, it was pretty special there. So, but the new garden came in, we were all very excited. I remember getting a tour through it early. You know, the fans were loyal as ever. They, through thick and thin, they stood with us. It was, you know, we were the only show in town, so they were there every night supporting and you know, getting us through tough games and when we were successful, just having our backs throughout every season. So and as far as my Billets, I my first few years I was lucky enough to get with a great family, and then they had moved. They're Greg and Lita Anderson. You know, we're still keep in touch to this day, and I'm actually living close to them now with playing in Toronto, so it's come full circle again where we get to see each other. And I moved to a great family in Cheryl and Evan Papineau, where they looked after me and treated me like their own. You know, they spoiled me rotten, which was great. And yeah, I really lucked out with being put in two really good families and two good homes that treated me like their own and made the transition and the seasons go a lot smoother for myself.
Muzz, we'll briefly talk about your pro career. You mentioned in 2010 re-entered the draft, assigned as a free agent with the Los Angeles Kings in 2010, played some seasons in the American Hockey League, and then made your way to play with the Kings, and 10 seasons in the National Hockey League now, currently with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Talk about your pro hockey career as continues on today with Toronto.
Yeah, so I started off that 21-year-old season in the OHL. I went up to Manchester and played a few games in the playoffs that year. We'll go back a sec to when I was signing. You know, being a unrestricted free agent at that time was pretty beneficial for me, where I was able to be looked at by multiple teams. So it allowed me to pick a good situation and go to a team with really good development program and bringing up young players and developing them into really good pros. So I was fortunate enough to be able to sign with LA. I played a few games when I was 22, I think it was, and then I don't think I was ready for the NHL mentally to handle that, the NHL grind and to be in that kind of pro. It took me a little bit to adjust. So I was down in Manchester for roughly two seasons, where I was able to develop and learn how to be a good pro on the ice, learn how to be a good pro off the ice, and that allowed me to, when I got my opportunity again, I think this is after the lockout in 2013, I was able to step in and make an impact on the Kings, and that kind of started my NHL career from there. And then I was fortunate enough to, in 2014, to win a Stanley Cup with LA, and we had a really good team and obviously a great time in my life. To be able to have my name on the cup is something special, and obviously something I'll never forget.
Well, Muzz, there's never enough time for these interviews, but we certainly appreciate you taking time, your busy schedule. On behalf of the fans up here in Sault Ste. Marie, I got to personally thank you for the great memories that you provided up here to the fans. You're certainly a fan favorite in Sault Ste. Marie, and we really look forward to watching you with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and look forward to seeing you back in Sault Ste. Marie if the opportunities occur. Thanks, Muzz.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate all the fans, all the support that you guys showed me over the years when I was there. It's something I'll never forget.